We have an update now to a story we did last month. It was about a terminally ill teenager in Houston who was desperate to see her parents before she died. Her parents are Pakistani, and their visa application to visit their daughter, an American citizen, had been repeatedly denied by immigration officials. The family was finally reunited on November 28th. And as Saida Hussan from Here Now contributor Houston Public Media reports, the meeting came just in time.
Idris and Naila Chopra left their home in Karachi, Pakistan, and flew to Houston as fast as they could. After years of being denied, they were finally granted visitors' visas to the U.S. so they could see their daughter, Gareth. Doctors say the teenager had just days to live. Gareth's aunt, Neelam Ganchi, who lives in Houston and has been caring for Gareth, rushed her brother and sister-in-law to see their daughter at Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital.
When first time their parents came in the hospital, and they called Kirat, "Kirat, we are here, we are here." We saw the tears on her eyes because she is listening, but she is unconscious.
Ganchi says Kirat was on life support and was unable to speak. Doctors say the 18-year-old suffered from severe immunodeficiency, which led to a host of other complications. As her condition deteriorated, friends and family launched a petition on the White House website to get the parents an emergency visa. They gathered thousands of signatures, and Ganchi says the support of Garrett's congressman, Republican John Culberson.
We appreciate everybody. They support with their words, their feelings. We happy for that. But she's gone, and pray for her.
In 1997, Gareth's mother came to the U.S. on a visitor's visa. She was pregnant and having complications with the baby, so doctors advised her not to travel until after the child was born. Eventually, the family returned to Pakistan, but they sent Gareth back to the U.S. for medical treatment, and she stayed due to the severity of her condition. For years, Gareth's parents tried unsuccessfully to visit her. The State Department wouldn't comment on the specifics of their case, but experts say in light of recent national security concerns, it's become much harder to get visas for citizens from countries with large Muslim populations, such as Pakistan. Jeffrey Hoffman is director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Houston Law Center. He says the Chopra story shows that all cases can't be treated the same.
It just, in my mind, underscores the importance of having a system where people who are, undergoing urgent humanitarian situations like this one are able to enter the country lawfully.
Gareth died on December 5th, and in keeping with Islamic tradition, she was laid to rest in a private ceremony the next day. Ganchi says her family is still grieving, but they have found some peace, and they're grateful that they were able to be with their daughter during her last days. For Here and Now, I'm Saida Hassan in Houston.